Okay, good morning. Shin Yud Chet. Okay, we'll finish Bishul. Okay, it's intrinsically the last Seifim do have a little bit of Chazara. So let's read. Ted Vav. Devar Shinit Bashel Kol Tzarko. Something that's fully cooked. V'hu Yavesh. She'en Bo Marak. It's dry. That's not, there's no soup. Not a lot of liquid. Mutar Lehanicho Keneged Habadura. You're allowed to place it right next to the fire. Or you can't put it straight onto the fire because of a Nisr Darabana and a Mechseka Mevasha. Afilu B'makom Shehayad Soledet Bo. So since it's Davar Yavesh, it's dry, you can put it right next to the fire even if it will become, if it was cold, and now it will become super hot. Haga. Afilu Nitztanein Kavar. Even if it's got completely cold, because we're talking about Yavesh. Aval im hu roteach, if it's something that's hot, afilu b'davar sheish bo marak mutar. But if it's something that's still yad soledet bo, we'll see even before according to the Rama, according to the Minhag Ashkenaz. So if it's still yad soledet bo and it's a liquid, you're allowed to put it right next to the fire, even if it will be, even if it will keep it yad soledet bo, even if it will make it hotter, boiling. V'yesh mekilin lomar dokol sheinu ru'a gabi ha'esh o akira mamash rak samuch lo afilu nitztanein mutar. And there are some who say, no, even if it cools down from yad soledet bo, you're allowed to. V'nagu lahakel bazeh im lo nitztanein legamrei. And this is the minag by Minhag Ashkenaz, halacha lemaisa. As long as a liquid is not room temperature or cold, then we don't say there's bishul achar bishul. As long as it's still a little bit warm, just a little bit, you can reheat it. As long as it's, you're not violating mechseh kamavashal issues. But you can put it next to a fire, you can put it on top of a pot.
So if you take a pot of soup off the bleth.
According, you take a pot of soup off the bleth.
And you didn't have time to put it back, and it's not over the yodo.
So if you did not have all the tanaim, so that's back to like Rishon and Gimel or whatever. So then you can put it back. You can't put it back onto the flame, but even if it cools down, where it's no longer yad soledet bo, according to the Rama, you can put it back on top of a pot that's on the fire. But you can't put it right onto the fire.
Put it back on the bleth.
So that's back to Rishon and Gimel, halachas of Chazara. So, but okay. Ted Zayin, mutar litain infanda keneged ha'esh b'makom shehayad soledet ve'af al pi she'ashuman sheba shenikrash chozer v'nimuach. So that's some kind of a pashtida, some kind of a mazonos dish that has lots of sauce or fat that when it's cold or in the fridge, it's a solid, but if you heat it up, it melts and becomes a liquid. So what's the halacha on this? So I think we mentioned this yesterday. So here he says, as long as right now when you put it on, it's a solid, for the halacha of bishul achar bishul, it's called a solid. Okay. Haga, v'kol shekein kedera sheish ba'arotev shenikrash kesheshu manimoach eino ba'ayin deshari. Certainly, when you have only a little bit of this congealed liquid, that when you heat it up, yes, it turns into a liquid, but it also gets absorbed and it's not noticeable. Or it just like sits within the meat and it's not really noticeable. So that for sure is okay. However, v'yesh machmirin, v'nagu lahachmir, and some are machmir, the minhag by Ashkenazim is to be machmir, at least lechatchila, to treat, you know, pieces of congealed liquid, even though it's congealed right now, since it's going to become hot, and you're putting, and so they're machmer for bishul achar bishul. Okay. Also, there's two issues over here. Just bekitzer, one is there could be an issue of bishul achar bishul, and there could be an issue of nolad, of making something from a solid, making it into a liquid. Okay. So, The opinion that's mekel, so we said there's no bishul achar bishul, and because it's considered yavesh, and the opinion that's mekel for nolad is because the only time we say there's an iser of nolad is if you are going to do it beyadayim. You're going to do a physical act where you're pretty much directly transforming a solid into a liquid. But if you just put it there and it slowly happens on its own, so that opinion, the first opinion says there's no nolad in that case. So the minag lechadchila for Ashkenaz is to be machmer. But when there's a need, again, how you define what a need is, but when there's a need and you need to eat, and that's what there is, so, or, I don't know, maybe a small need, a great need, so then you're allowed to be mekel, even for Ashkenazim. Ubediyevid, the Ramah points out, and for someone who already did it, certainly it's mutter. If you already heated something up from a congealed liquid, even though they're machmer, that's only lechatchila, but bediyevit, certainly they are meko.
Would it be advisable to take a congealed?
Is it advisable to what?
Take a chicken,
let's say. Yeah. So according to the minhag of the Ramaz, you can take chicken from the fridge to heat it up in a mutter way, but just take off. We're about to start borer now, but to take off the congealed part. Why not? For sure, that's lechatchila. The question is how to get rid of the congealed part. So maybe we'll have an answer when we finish for. What's the best way to take off the piece of congealed? All right, yudzain asur litain sonin. You'll have to take cold a few lahavshir and put it on a hot urn in order to warm it up a little bit. Even if it would, it's usher, you're not allowed to, because it's cold liquid we're talking about, and you're putting it on top of something to make it hot, to turn it into latzeletbo. Even though it's not derech bishol, it's still usher. In other words, even if it's it's not an issue of chazara or mechze kamavashel, but you're actively doing bishul. You're taking something cold and making it yad seledbo. Da'ainu shiye yad seledbo. That's when it's asa. Shedin maniach algabe meicham kedin maniach keneged amadura. Because even if it's the same as putting it next to a fire, even if you don't put it on the fire, at the end of the day, you're taking something that's cold and you're making it yad seledbo and you're cooking. So challah, you ask us. So this we're talking about a liquid. What about challah? So the question is, it's fully cooked. It's a davar yavesh. Well, it's fully baked, not cooked. So, but you're not going to be cooking it if you just put it on top. So then, I don't see a problem with that. V'im eino cham kol kach mutar. And if it's not going to get yad seledbo, then of course you can take any liquid that was cooked, that wasn't cooked, and you can heat it up because it can never reach yad seledbo. Right? In that case, where you put it where it can never reach yad seledbo, then it's okay. Yurchet ha'ilpas v'akdeira she'aviran merutachin mi'agabe ha'ur. Now you have a pot, there's food inside, and you take it off the fire. So im. Okay, so now we have to learn when does bishul end, or is there an ending time to bishul? Okay, im lo nitbashal kotarcho ein motzein bekaf mehen. So if it's not fully cooked, so you're not allowed to even take out the contents with a spoon or a ladle, because when you take out the contents and you pull it out, by definition you're moving the items around, and we know with kinetic energy we just know that when you move things around, when you stir things around, it makes it cook faster. Disperses the heat. Okay, so that's a sur. So if it's not fully cooked, you can't take anything out with a spoon. Shenimsa megis, because by definition, it's a psik resha. When you're putting in the ladle and taking it out, you are going to be stirring whatever it touches. V'ika mishum mevasha. I don't think you can pull it out with the fork. No, because you're going to be stirring on some level, a little bit less. Exactly. So you can't put any utensil in there to take it out. That's bishul. But the im nitbashal kol tzarko mutter. If it's fully cooked, then you're allowed to. No problem whatsoever. For Hilchos Bishul, Chaver Maran writes 100% mutter. That's if it's fully cooked. Now, we mentioned earlier, if it's Machal Ben Drosai, can you still have Bishul Daraisa afterwards? That's a Machlokis Rishonim. But when it comes to, but if it's Nidbashal Kol Tzarko, Shulchan Aruch writes, you can't have Bishul anymore. The Mishnah Berurah also points to Rav HaMagid. I mean, you look at the Beit Yosef, that's the main opinion. It doesn't matter. Let's say you have a liquid, and it's on the fire, and it's fully cooked. Right? It's chicken soup. Right? Most people would call that a davar lach. You cooked it. If it's fully cooked, cholent. If it's fully cooked, and now you want to stir it with a spoon, the Shulchan Aruch says you can leave it on the fire, stir it as much as you want, take out whatever you want on the fire, mutter lechatchila. No?
He's talking about
look at the Mishnah Berurah. He explains. He points. That's just to, it's like to teach you more for the Seifa. But according to his halacha, it's also discussed in the Beis Yosef, and according to that's his opinion, but very well pointed out. Now, about semer liyore, but if you're going to put cotton fabric inside a pot to dye it, alfa pisha kalata ayin, even though it's fully cooked and even though it's already got dyed, it's still a sulag yisbol, you're still not allowed to. Perush l'naneo tobekaf, you can't stir it up because it's going to make the fabric darker. So there's ish or deeper dye. It's going to be, so the issue is saveya for wool, but there's no issue of bishul anymore. So that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Haga, ulechatchila, now the Ramah goes to an extreme. So he says, even if it's not on the fire, he says, "Yesh lizar af b'kedera b'chol inyan." Even if you take the chicken soup off the fire, or the cholent off the fire, the only way to take the contents out is to take that bowl and pour it out into another bowl. He says, lechatchila, one should not even put a spoon to take out his chicken soup or to take out the cholent. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that that's not the halacha. All the poskim say lechatchila for Ashkenazim, lechatchila you shouldn't stir it, even though it's mevushal kol tzarko, even though if it's off the fire, but to take it out with a ladle, that for sure is mutter lechatchila. So that's a chumrah. And others point out Shemar Shabbos Chasa b'shem Chazanish that if you have no choice, and you need to, you can rely on the machaber 100% if you need to. Let's say you camped. I'm saying even if it's on the fire, you can take it out. If you know it's mevushal kol tzarko, you can also take it out with a ladle, even for Ashkenazim, when it's not practical otherwise. So that's okay. Yep, that's that. Okay. So just to point out, the Beit Yosef quotes, it's a Das Yachid, it's not the Ikar Hadin Lahalacha. The Kolbo is famous for saying that even if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko, as long as it's going to get better as while it's still cooking longer, so he's the Das Yachid who says there still is Bishul. And so that's what we're Machmer for. We're Machmer, or the Ashkenazim Lechatchila, the Ramaz Lechatchila Machmer, that maybe it's not fully cooked, you're not sure, or even according to the Kolbo, and it is fully cooked, there might still be Bishul. With Mikar Din, it's not the Lacha. Shaar Etzion even says he doesn't understand the Kolbo. But so he says, Lechatchila, you're allowed to take out this with the ladle, like we said. Okay. I think we're done. No, good tech. אסור לתוח שמן ושום על הצלי בעודו כנגד המדור, אפילו ניצל הצלי מבעוד יום, מכל מקום, מדבש על השום והשמן. Okay, so now, simple case, you have a piece of meat, fully cooked, no issues a bishul, and you want to heat it up on the fire. So if you want to add some oil or garlic onto the meat on Shabbos, even though the item, is the main food, is fully cooked, you're still, if you're adding new material, garlic or oil, onto the item that's Yad Seledibo, so then you're, that is Bishul Daraisa of the garlic and of the oil. So that's okay. No, so you start, the case here in Yotet that would be Aser is the oil is it's raw or whatever, fresh oil, was never cooked before, and now you want to moisten your meat on Shabbos. So then, even though the meat's fully cooked, you don't say it's batel to the meat, now you're cooking the oil. But you're right, if the oil would be fully cooked, and then it would be okay unless you call it a davar lach, depends how much oil you have dripping over there.
This is the same issue as we had earlier in terms of davar gush, like putting butter on a hot potato.
So similar idea. But it's a chumra of davar gush, and that's even when it's off the fire. Here we're talking about even on the fire. But yeah. Okay. Similar. Okay, we will start Borer. Shin Yud Tet. Din HaBerer B'Shabbos. I'm sure we're all familiar. In the intro to the Mishnah Berurah, he points out a famous principle. We're all familiar with Borer. The only way it's going to be Mutter L'Chadchila in general for Borer is if you're taking the Ochel from the Psolet. You have a mixture of what's good and bad, and you're pulling out what's good, and you're not using a special kli utensil, and you're going to eat it right away. That's not the only times, but that's the general rule. If you have a proper mixture that you could have an issue with borer, so then that's the way to do it, to make it mutter. Okay, so let's read inside. Aleph. Haborer ochel mitok psolet. Okay, so you're pulling out the good food, the edible part. You have two types of foods that are mixed together. Not just you have on a table, you have two fruits that are, you know, side to side. I don't think you'd call that a mixture. But acher, and you're going to be removing one item from another in the mixture. So if you're using these special utensils that are meyuchad, that's the whole purpose, is to separate items, so then you'd be chayav deraisa. But if you use another kind of utensil, which is not the normal way, bekanan of a tamchoy, so then a plate or some sort, so then a patur of al asur. So it's asur derabanan. Ve'im birer biyado, but if you're using your hand, kedei, the chola altar, to eat it right away, then that's mutar. That's when it's 100% mutter. Okay. And fourth is an extension of your hand, so that's the same as a hand. Haga, v'kol ma shaborer letzorach ota suda shemeseba miyad mikre la'altar. Now, anything that you're using before the meal, that you're doing before the meal to prepare for the meal, that's also called miyad. Doesn't mean as you're right before you put it into your mouth. Let's say you're going to have a 3-hour meal, and you're not going to eat the food. I don't know, fruit salad or whatever you're preparing, you have something that you want to have for dessert. You can do that now already before the meal even starts. Whatever's normal for preparing for right before the meal. Obviously, there's a range of what's normal, but whatever is normal for right before the meal for preparing, that you can do. Obviously, in the morning for Shalosh Shittos would not be considered right before the meal, but in the morning, before you sit down, that would be fine. V'afilu acherim ochlim imo shari. You're allowed to do this for other people too. Even if other people are going to be eating, even if you're doing it for other people, that's also mutar. V'lachein, mutar livror ha'yarek shekorin salatin min ha'alin ha'ma'upashin shebo kol ma shetzarich lechol be'ota se'uda. So that's like you have a mixture of leaves, of lettuce or whatever, and you have a you have some good pieces and bad pieces, so you're allowed to pick out the good ones before the meal starts. You don't have to wait to do it during the meal.
Is
Before going to shul, I think is not allowed. I don't think so. It's a question exactly. What's considered right before? Depends. Sometimes people prepare for 20 minutes and some people prepare for 2 hours. Depends. Okay. Aleph. We did that. I think we said this. Okay. Now, if a person over-prepares and wants to set aside some, is preparing partially for the meal and partially for after the meal, so the part that you're preparing for after the meal, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Torah who says, you're chayav a chatat. That's even a de'oraisa. Okay? And obviously, if you have leftovers, that's not a problem, because when you did it, you had in mind for it to be for the meal, whatever you need, even if you're not sure how much you need. Let's say, you have a couple people coming to the table. Shemar Shabbos speaks about it. You have a couple people coming to the table, and you don't want to just put out one apple, even though you think one apple is enough for the two of them, or two apples. You think you need to put three in order to feel normal. So then that's okay. Whatever you're doing, whatever is appropriate, even though you might have leftovers. But the purpose is not to have leftovers. The purpose is this is what you need for your company. So then, whatever you need for your company, that's what's okay. Okay. And right, even if you're not eating, if you're doing it only for them, that's also okay. Okay. Now, also for if you have animals at home, if whatever you're allowed to do border for your animals as well, same principles. Ochel mitoch psolet, that's immediate. Prima Gadim and Rabbi Yosef point out that even if you have what for you is psolet, you're not going to eat it, but your animals are going to eat it. And for your animals, it's ochel. And you want to eat the psolet, maybe you would eat the food in an hour from now. But your animals need to eat right now. So you're allowed to take out what for you is psolet, but right now you're feeding your animals, so for your animal, that's ochel. And so that's also considered okay, as long as it's right before feeding time. That's not a problem. One topic we're going to see that's, it's not always clear, just to bring it out. Sometimes we're going to get to peels and stuff like that momentarily. We'll see that if it's a peel on the outside, that's the derech achila, if it covers it up, and that's how you eat it, or the normal, that's the only way to eat it. So we're going to see that's called, it's not called derech borer, and it is called derech achila. Some call it this way, call it that way. But if something that's derech achila and not derech borer, and you're doing it right away, that would also be mutter, like banana peels or the outside of the nuts we're going to see soon. That would be okay. One interesting case is, let's say you have two things that are good for you right now. I'll give you the example. What do you do with cutlery? Cutlery, stack, what's it called? The whole mixture of books, cutlery, or games you want to put away in your cupboard for later. So there is, I would say, it's a minority opinion. The Prima Gadim is quoted as a suffix. Some paskin lakula on this one, to put it away in your drawer for later, or to put away the games in the away for later, because they're both considered ochel, or they're both considered. You want them both. Neither one is considered psolet, but you're just putting it away. So there is an opinion that says that's mutter, but the majority opinion, that's the opinion of the Bir Halacha, and he says that would be chayav. That's like the classic case of borer, because that's exactly what you're making. You're separating two things and you're putting them away separately. And that, I mean, real classic is usually there's pieces you don't want. But he also says, based on the Rambam, that would also be considered one of the classic cases of borer. So, anyways, most postgame would say not to put away your cutlery, not to, divvy up your games and pieces and put them away for later. That's the majority opinion. If you're doing it for now, obviously it's okay. And one obvious etzah right before eating is you just do it right before you want to set the table, and you just, throw out your cutlery that's already a mixture, and as you just, you kind of like spread it out a little bit as you throw it on the table. And it's not exactly a closed mixture anymore. But anyways, for setting the table, That's the most recommended way to do it. Spread it out a little bit and then do it right before the meal. And that wouldn't be a problem. Just something interesting to point out from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, when it comes to klipot, peels. Let's say you have a food that people normally do eat the peel. So nowadays I think that applies to tomatoes, apples, cucumbers, anything like that. He says if it's even for hours later, since that's by definition all considered ochel, he says you're even allowed to take a peeler and peel it and save it for later if you want to. I mean, you can eat it right now. But he says that's not a problem to peel these items, even with a peeler. Things that are normally that you don't eat, so then he says you shouldn't use a peeler. And you should only do it right before. But anyways, different opinions on that as well. Okay, bet. Haborer ochel mitoch psolet biyado lanichol afil bo bayom. Even if you're going to do ochel mitpsolet with your hand, but it's for later. So then, since it's ochel from psolet, nase korbera leotzar v'chayev. It's the same whether you do it for 5 hours later or you do it for storage for months. Either way, you're going to be chayev deraisa. We'll stop. Okay, that's an intro.